Yeah. So the Rabbi Gamliel, as we know, says that Kol Shela Omar Gimel Dvarim Eilu BePesach LeYotze DeChabasam Pesach Matzah and Barar, and this triad of Pesach Matzah Barar obviously really defines the way that we commemorate Chag Acheiros, Chag Matzos. And, of course, the interrelationship between the three, the Pesach, the Matzah, and the Maror, is complex, as we would have expected. And welcome back. Feeling better?
No.
Oh, okay. So I already got a report about you.
I heard it.
Yeah. So, you know, that's what happens when you go up, you know, you go up north, you know, can, you know, unless you're hardy and you were born there. And,
yeah.
You know, the anyway, so Pesach Matzah Maror, this triad, obviously is complex, and of the three, of course, each one has its own dynamic. The ones that vie with each other the most, obviously, is Pesach and Matzah. No one ever thought to, you know, to define, you know, this period as a Chag HaMaror, Baruch Hashem. You know, we avoid negative campaigning, but also obviously that's not the symbol which is, you know, the one that was going to compete for centrality. But we do call it Chag HaMatzos in the Torah. In our colloquial usage, we call it Chag HaPesach. Really, the day of Yudalit is the day of Pesach, as we'll discuss. The Netziv has a very interesting Hagdama to his Haggadah, where he notes that, you know, in the time of the existence of the Beis HaMikdash, everything really centered around the Korban Pesach. You know, the Bizmanenu, we've shifted some things over to Matzah, but even some of the Nihugim that we have presently, the Kittel and other things, all reflect, you know, continued focus on the Korban Pesach, you know, even Bizman Hazeh, because that was like the ideal focus. And I want to discuss that more and to highlight it in a certain way. So in particular, there's a kind of competition between Matzah and Korban Pesach. And of course, Korban Pesach, you know, really integrates all three in the most dramatic way, in that, you know, a Matzah Semrorim Yochluhu, right, and the Korech, you know, of Hillel, especially if it included all three, Pesach Matzah Maror. Some question, both in the Nusach and the reality, whether it was, you know, Korech Biachad, you know, Matzah Maror, and to eat it with the Korban Pesach, or all three together. But clearly the integration of all three themes is ideally accomplished Amatzos Umrorim Yochluhu in the context of the Korban Pesach. So I just want to speak a little bit more about that idea, about Matzah and Korban Pesach, and especially to highlight that that point of the ideal role of Korban Pesach. And what I want to do is begin with, we don't have so much time, with the Rambam's formulation in Sefer HaMitzvos. So the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvos Asei Nun Vav, speaks about the obligation to eat the basar of the Korban Pesach. And in that context, he makes a very strong argument to relegate Maror, right, as a Davar Tafel, which is not a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. If you look at some of the other Monei Mitzvos, again, the post-Rambam Monei Mitzvos pretty much all accept what he says. And the Rambam mentions this again in Hilchos Korban Pesach, and of course in Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah, right, in Perek Zayin and in Perek Ches, he makes reference to Maror's ancillary role, the fact that it is only drabanan when there is no Korban Pesach, both Perek Zayin, Perek Ches, was Korban Pesach. But the longest discussion of it actually is in here in Sefer Mitzvos, and some of the rayas that the Rambam brings are a little bit perplexing, as Rav Daniel Habavli noted. There's a very, you know, classical exchange between Rav Daniel Habavli and Rav Avram, you know, Ben Rambam, about this text of the Rambam, Mitzvah Nun Zay, Nutzah Nun Vav, and in Sefer Mitzvah Rav Sadja Gaon, Rav Rucham Pershel Perlo, he has, you know, many pages, Kedarko, on this exchange and this issue. And I want to mention some. He has a very, very big Kiddush, and I'd like to mention his Kiddush and then to scale it back a little bit and to suggest, you know, something more moderate that accomplishes the same goal. So this mitzvah nun vav of the Rambam says as follows: He should tzivado lechol keves haPesach lelcham ishasa minisan bitna'av haniskarim, with the right conditions. Now again, that's an innocent phrase. So why did I raise my voice a little bit when I read it? Because I think it's very important for what we're going to develop. So I think even though the words are innocuous, bitna'av haniskarim, the fact that the Rambam inserted them here, you could say that about any mitzvah, that there are bitna'im haniskarim. You could say that there are, you know, maybe more or more exotic, you know, tna'im haniskarim in Korban Pesach, but even that obviously would be significant. I think the words bitna'av haniskarim, the saying in advance, I'm foreshadowing, are going to be important. B'hushia, tzli, is giving some of them. V'shei yachal b'bayis, echad. V'shei yachal, im matzah umarar. Who amarius barach, v'achluos avasar alay lazet, tzli esh, umatos, almero chlim, almero rim rather, yochluhu. Pasuk itself, of course, is complex and fascinating. V'ulay yiksha lay makshe, says the Rambam, v'yomar, lama t'mane achilas pesach matzah umara mitzvah achas, v'lo t'mane osam gimel mitzvos, v'shati achilas matzah, right, mitzvah, v'achilas mara mitzvah, v'achilas pesach mitzvah. So already in the way that the Rambam formulates this question, and he's going to scale it back in a second, you know, to, you know, preclude the question that everybody's, you know, waiting to ask, but for a second he gives us the impression that achilas pesach matzah mara is one mitzvah, and that that somehow excludes counting, you know, the others as mitzvahs bifnei atzmon, and then everybody's, of course, going to scream out, what about matzah, which the Rambam's going to address? But why does he even, like, have that momentary, give that momentary impression that the mitzvah achas of Pesach, you know, which includes all three, excludes the other two as mitzvahs bifnei atzmon, when it's not true, as he'll tell you in a minute. V'chetia achilas matzah mitzvah, achilas mara mitzvah, achilas Pesach mitzvah, Ashivena amnam heyos achilas matzah mitzvah bifnei atzma hu emes kamoshin vayer, right, v'chein achilas haPesach mitzvah bifnei atzma emes kamoshin zacharnu aval amaru hu nigra laachilas haPesach ve'ena nimna mitzvah bifnei atzma. Then he quotes three rayas why this is the case, and this is where Rabbi Yerucham Fishel Perlo, you know, has a great, you know, adventure. V'rayel adavar, shabasar pesach yachel l'kiyum ha-mitzvah yei mahamarar o lo yeh, mahamarar lo yachel elim sar pesach l'amro yizbarach almrorim yochlu. Without marar you'll still eat korban pesach, but not, you won't eat marar without korban pesach. V'ilu achar marar mibli basar lo asa klum lo nemar kvar kiyum mitzvah achas. There's no chatzi shir, there's nothing. V'lashon b'chilta, tzli eishu matzos amror yochluhu, magen akosuv shem mitzvos haPesach, tzli, matzah, umarar. This is the second raya. The first raya is, right, that marar doesn't stand alone, but korban Pesach, b'li marar, does. The second raya is the language of the b'chilta, which says, tzli eish umatzos almarorim, magen akosuv shem mitzvos haPesach, tzli matza umarar. Klomar, shahamitzvah hi kibbutz eila. Combining these. The combination somehow proves that Korban Pesach is a mitzvah bifnei atzma, while marar is not. The shamamru minayin ata omar shim eilem matza umarar hem yotzim dechavasim bepesach tabalom yochluhu. Klomar habasa levado. Yochul kashem Shemein leh matzah mara hem yotzim yidei chavasim b'pesach. Kach hemein leh pesach yetu yidei chavasim b'matzah b'marar. Hare atadan hova pesach mitzvah saseh. U'matzah, right, u'marar mitzvah saseh. Hem lamadata shemein leh matzah mara hem yotzim yidei chavas pesach. Kach hemein leh pesach yotzim yidei chavasim b'matzah marar. Talmud lomar yochlu hu. Only Korban Pesach, not matzah. And of course, here the question arises, it's not really true, because if you were to eat the matzah alone, of course you aren't fulfilling the obligation. Maybe not this obligation. Why do we care whether it's this particular pasuk or be'erev tochlu matzah? So we'll get back to that. V'sham marmur yochluhu mikano v'chachamim ha-pesach nechal achilat sova vein matzu marar nechalin achilat sova. This is like the most intriguing one. The third raya, right? That the Mechilta says that from the word yochlu hu, that's also interesting. Like, how does yochlu teach us this? But yochlu teaches us that Pesach is nechal achilas sova, the ein matzah marar nechalin achilas sova. Okay, that's an interesting makar from the Mechilta, and somehow that proves, since only matzah of the three is achilas sova, only Korban Pesach, that Korban Pesach is the only mitzvah b'fnei atz. Lefisha ikra mitzvah achilas habasar, kamo shom bevakos habasar b'layla hazeh, v'hamorer mehanigrar achar b'sar pesach v'chiyuvav, kamo shizbar b'lishon oseilu, v'mishi yavine. V'araya habrura, hashoresh shegozer bo ha-talmud, v'hu amaram, marab izman ezed rabbanan, that one we totally understand, kimna torah ein chova la'achla b'fnei atzmo, v'amnam yachel im b'sar ha-pesach. Pi raya brura, shehumin advar manigror machar ha-mitzvah, lo shachilas ha-mitzvah b'fnei atzma, mishne mitzvah zu, gam ken vor m'sachat p'sach. Very long piece with several rayas. We don't have to go into all the details. As I said, Rav Daniel Bavli attacks each one of the rayas. He doesn't understand any of them. Doesn't see how they prove on this particular point. Rav Avram and Rambam mostly defends, you know, his not only his father's position, but his father's rayas against Rav Daniel Bavli. It's one of those typical interesting exchanges. There's one that he throws his hands up on and says, that's a good question. I don't understand, you know, what my father had in mind. And that is all about Achilas Sova. Says, I don't understand. It sounds like the Rambam is bringing a raya from Achilas Pesach al Sova and not Matzo Marar, that Pesach is a mitzvah pnei atzma, right, and not Marar. The question is, this is Rav Daniel Bavli's question again, but what about matzah? Because the Rambam here in Sefer Mitzvos, right, separately in Sefer Mitzvos, Be'erev Tochlu Matzos, right, it's explicit Gemara on Kuf Chaf, right at the end of Pesachim, right? The Rambam of Chametzu Matzah. I mean, it's unequivocal that the Rambam holds that matzah is a mitzvah bifnei atzma, even though matzah is not nechal ala sova. So how is it a raya that Korban Pesach is nechal ala sova and not, maror and matzah? Therefore, obviously, neither of them are mitzvos bifnei atzma. But really his target is that, seemingly, that maror is not a mitzvah bifnei atzma because matzah is. But if that's the case, then isn't that a counterproductive raya because matzah is not nechal ala sova? There is a day on the Gemara, it seems to be, in the end of Pesachim, that maybe matzah has to be nechal ala sova, maybe even more so than Korban Pesach. That's an interesting little vignette in this, what I said before, kind of interesting little side drama, you know, about the relationship or the competition, you know, between Korban Pesach and matzah, which we're going to join in just a couple of minutes. But the halacha, of course, matzah doesn't require sova. So how is the mechilta any kind of rye? Agav, as Sefer Mitzvah Rav Sadia Gaon, Ruchem Frischel Perlo, notes, the Rambam here, you know, is very much l'shitaso on another point, which, you know, is mostly a side point, but if we have time, may have some relevance to us as well. And that is with regard to the din of achila al asoba. Question is, what is the nature of that particular halacha? So the Gemara in Psachim, and I brought Kiddushin Rishonim, but I brought a Gemara Psachim. Okay, I guess that proves that we were supposed to do it in this order. So Tosis on Daf Ayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara here talks about when you bring the Korban Chagiga of Yudalid, a very interesting topic. The Gemara says that Omrav Ashi Shma Mino Chagigas Arbaasar Lav Chovahu, that the Chagigas Yudalid is not obligatory, whatever that means. Big Machlokas is showing what it means. Diso Gadai Techovahi, the Mishnah says that you only bring it under certain conditions. The Mishnah here says in Samach Tesla and Beis Mitzachim, Emesai Mevi Chagiga Imo Bizman Shuba Bechol Betahara Ubemuat. Ubizman Shuba Beshabbos Bemeruba Betuma Ein Mevian Imo Chagiga. You only bring it certain years under certain conditions. You don't always bring it. Very fascinating halacha. So the Gemara says, Omrav Ashi Shma Mino Chagigas Arbasar Lav Chovahi. Right? Disokadai de Chovahi, Tesib Shabbos, Tesib Ruba, Tesib Tuma. The Gemara says, Vamiot Mio Maitama Asya. But if it's not a Chovah, so why do we bring it ever? Okay, the key line. So the Gemara says, Kinetanya, Chagiga Habama Pesach, Necheles Tchila, Kedei Shehe Pesach Nechel Asova. The reason we bring it is that it should be eaten first. Strange language of the Gemara, just a strange usage, because it sounds like the Brisa that's being quoted is explaining the order why we eat Korban Chagiga before Korban Pesach. The Gemara seems to want to take that statement about the order and make it the Ikar Mechayiv of why we have a Chagiga Siyadalit at all. And that's the way the Bali Tosis understood it, as I'll explain it. Although it's not the way the Rambam understood it. I don't know what he thought. Maybe at a different gears than the Gemara. In any case, the Gemara here says that Chagiga being eaten prior to the Pesach is a din in Nechal al Asova. Then you have the famous Tosis here in Ayin Amud Aleph. Maybe Thursday we'll speak more about it or another topic. Tosis says that the din of Achila al Asova and the din of Chagiga Siyudalid are connected, as the Gemara establishes, that Chagiga Siyudalid is only a Chiyuv Drabanan. And the purpose of it is to create sova, an achilas haPesach. The sova b'achilas haPesach, according to the Yerushalmi, is a hedge against shviras etzem. Tosa says, "Eino chayv min haTorah lahabiyam." And then he says, "V'omer riva, mashmi Yerushalmi, d'ha de Pesach nechal haSova, ayna midrabanan, zera mishum shviras etzem, shilo haisabal haSova." This is an explicit Yerushalmi. So Rabbi Yochanan Fushel Perloff points out that the Mechilta that the Rambam quotes in Sefer Mitzvos obviously does not agree with this Yerushalmi. Right? Because what is the Mechilta trying to say? What is the Rambam using it for? It's considering the possibility that Achila Lasova would apply also to matzah mar. It's contrasting Korban Pesach and matzah mar. Obviously, matzah mar, there's no din of shviras etzem, right? So clearly, the Mechilta had something very different in mind. The truth is that in general, the Rambam quotes the din of shviras etzem in a completely different place than his discussion of Achila Besova in Ochus Korban Pesach. It's clear that there is no connection between the two. It's also clear that the Rambam's view is that Achilas Matzah Besova, right, is a factor in its own right. And that Korban Chagiga Shel Yadalid is a chiyuv in its own right. The Rambam didn't think that the only purpose of Chagigas Yadalid is to create Achila Besova, which is the way the Gemara reads here and the way the Balei Tosfos read it. He felt that Chagigas Yadalid is some sort of reshus, not Durabanan. There's a lot of rayas for that. Rambam says it in Perek Yud, it was Korban Pesach, Halacha. Oh, did I bring the wrong one? Of course. Anybody have a Korban Pesach?
Yeah, where?
Korbanos? I think it's Perek Yud. Halacha Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. Also Perek Ches. Anybody happen to have one? No. What? On the computer.
Yeah, where do you want it? Yud
Bet? Yeah. Perk Yud Halacha Yud Beis, I think. Yeah. The Chagiga Sudalik.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's clear he holds it. He doesn't say it's Rabbanan, he says it's Rishos. Correct? Next one, keep going. Right, he's quoting Psukim. Again, there's a lot of rayas. The Rambam also has this in Perek Beis, Hilchos Chagiga Halacha Yud. They said the Gemara in Chagiga Dafkes. The Rambam felt that the din of Chagiga Siyudalid, we're not going to speak about that extensively right now, is a reshus, but a kiyum daraisa. Whereas the Balei Tosfos and the Raivid probably, in Hilchos Chagiga, thought that it was a din rabban. So the Balei Tosfos have a shita throughout in which they think that Chagiga Siyudalid is a drabanan, which is there to facilitate Achila Lasova, which is also a drabanan, for the sake of avoiding Shviras Etzem. The thing that's fascinating about Balei Tosfos is that obviously Shviras Etzem is just some huge iser, right? That you take enormous, you know, pains to avoid. Okay, but that aside, right, Sova and Chagiga Siyudalid end up being relatively, pragmatic. They're not intrinsic halacha. Whereas the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam thinks that Achila La Sova, he calls it a mitzvah ben amufchar. Right? Is that there, is it Perek Ches? Yeah. Kes halacha, maybe gimel. Yeah. Okay, so anyway, clearly he says it's mitzvah mufkar. He doesn't think, if you notice, he quotes the Gemara here in Ayin Amud Aleph, but the way the Tosefta has it, just in terms of Kedima. Therefore, if you're having Chagiga Siyudalid anyway, right, then you do it in that order. But it doesn't say that the reason that Chagiga Siyudalid comes is for the sake of Sviya, and he doesn't think that Sviya has anything, doesn't mention Shviras Etzem there. In the end of Hilchos Korban Pesach, the Rambam also makes it clear that Sviya, Achila Alasova, applies only to Pesach Rishon, not to Pesach Sheni. You have the last halacha in Hilchos Korban Pesach?
Yeah.
Probably halacha Tezvav, maybe? Perek Yud halacha Tezvav? Yeah, yeah. Oh, so Chagiga is a difference between the first and the second. Correct. Keep going.
are your shnei dochnes hashabbos between in halabas yasan v'nechon sliva v'aisachat almatza umaror ve'im utiri mehen ve'in shogun v'henes ha'etzem.
Oh, so shviras etzem is usur even in Pesach Sheni, right? But the din of Chagigas Yudalid is limited to Pesach Rishon, right? Again, according to Bali Tosos, that would be a problem. According to the Rambam, that's no problem. So the point, the fact that the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvot quotes this Mechilta, which considers the possibility of Achil Al Asova applying to Matzah Maror, proves the fact that it doesn't, that Korban Pesach is superior as a mitzvah Pnei Atzma Masha'en Kein Maror. Again, we still have to discuss Matzah, right, is further indication that according to the Rambam, right, these are all, in particular this one, Achila Al Asova, right, is a special din in Korban Pesach. Otherwise, it couldn't apply. Moreover, it wouldn't be a shiur, it wouldn't be a way of proving the superiority of Korban Pesach. Correct? Okay. It also proves that some of the other theories about Achila Al Asova don't apply according to the Rambam. As again, Rabbi Bishop Perlo notes, like the Mordechai, in the end of the Masechta, says that, no, the din of Achila Asova is the regular din in Kadshim of what we call Lemashcha Ulegedula. All Kadshim has to be eaten, you know, in a regal, we'll say, manner. Again, that's a din in Kadshim. It's not a din in Matzah, it's not a din in Maror. It's apples and oranges. That's not the Mechilta. Or Yerushalmi in the last parak, as opposed to Yerushalmi in the sixth parak, says, oh, maybe Achil Al Asova is to preclude, you know, splitting up, you know, and eating in two different homes. Achil Al Asova, somebody can eat together. Again, nothing to do with matzah bar. So, just agav, the Rambam happens to be l'shitaso, that Achil Al Asova is an independent mitzvah. But the question that arises is, so why, if there's an equation between mitzvah b'fnei atzma and achila al asova, and one is a proof of the other, or at least it's the disproof for maror, so how do you explain the situation regarding matzah? So Rabbi Rucham Fershel Perlo came up with an enormous chiddush to answer this question. Again, Rabbi Avraham Rambam, who does valiantly, you know, fight, you know, to defend his father's honor against Rabbi Daniel Bavli in these issues, on this particular one, says, I hear that question, you know, that's his, you know, his credibility one, right? Says, all the other answers I gave you are terrific, right? You know, as evidenced by the fact that this one, I think, is a good question. I didn't say that, but certainly has that good effect. So Rabbi Rucham Fishel Perlo came up with a very remarkable suggestion, and that is that the dominance of Korban Pesach is such that matzah is only bizmana, that matzah is only daraisa bifnei atzmo bizman hazeh, when there's no Korban Pesach. Okay, a very big chiddush. I think too big a chiddush, but a fascinating chiddush. And he wants to make this diuk based on the Rambam in the end of Hilchos Chametz, where the Rambam says that you know, at the end of the Seder, as we know, you're not supposed to eat anything. Achakach nimshach b'seuda, v'ochol kamashu rotza lechol, v'shoso kamashu rotza lishtos, u'bachrona ochel b'basar ha-pesach afilu kezayis, v'eno toim acharav klal. Then he says, u'bizman hazeh ochel kezayis matzah, v'eno toim achareha klum. Okay. So the So his diuk is as follows. So most people read this Rambam. This part of the diuk I think is really good. So most people read this Rambam as saying, and some Rishonim say this explicitly, again, Bizmana Mikdash, there's a special din when it comes to Afikoman. Emaftir Nachar Apesach Afikoman. The Gemara says, Shei Yishaer, you know, Tam, Afikoman Befiv. Then the Rishonim all struggle to figure out, like, what's the ichos? Like, what's a special din that, you know, it has to be nishar bepiv? Like, where do we find such a din? And the Rishonim discuss it. The Ramban and the Balamor and the Ran, they all weigh in on that issue. Then, Bizmanenu, when we apply the same din to matzah, so most people understand that what that means is that Bizmanenu, Achilas Matzah, the last Kazayas of Achilas Matzah, right, is intended to be a substitute for the Korban Pesach. Right? Bidrabanan, Bizmanenu, we reenact, you know, with the, we now, you know, treat the second Kazayas or the last Kazayas of Matzah at the end of the meal as the Afikoman. And then that way we have like a reminder of, you know, of Shei Yishaer, Tam, Afikoman, you know, Bepiv. However, if you look very carefully at the language of the Rambam doesn't exactly say that. Number one, he says it looks like the Rambam was not particularly pressed to explain the din of Shei Yishaer, Tam, Matzah, Bepiv. It sounded like he doesn't think it's some special halacha. He just thinks that there's a din that when you have a mitzvah daraisa, an ikar mitzvah, that, you know, that should be the climax and the crescendo, that you should end with that, you know, doing something after that or something which seems to, you know, take away from that, right, is inherently wrong. You want to end on the mitzvah note. He even goes so far as to compare it, and this I think is a very questionable comparison, but just to show you what he has in mind, I think the basic idea is probably is correct. You know, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that, on Rosh Hashanah they would have, you know, the shofar and then the chatotros, but on Rosh Hashanah the shofars are ikar, and, you know, in a tainus they'd have the shofar and the chatotros, but the chatotros are ikar. So you want to make the one which is the most ikar, the one which is, you know, the one that lasts the longest. That's the one you want to end on. It says Rabbi Ruchel Fischer Barlow, that's the same halacha here. There's no special din in Korban Pesach. The din is that when you have a mitzvah among mitzvos, the ikar mitzvah is the mitzvah that, you know, that is Messiah. No. So he says if that's the case, so then what the Rambam says is not that Bizmanenu, because he never says the words, that Bizmanenu, the matzah doubles midrabanan, you know, for the Korban Pesach, and therefore the din of the Korban Pesach is transferred to the matzah. What he really says is that Ubachrona ochel mibasar Pesach, afilu kezayis, the eno toim achrav klal, ubizman hazeh ochel kezayis matzah, the eno toim achrav klum, kedei shehefsek sudaso, the tam basar pesach matzah bepiv shachi lasan hi hamitzvah. So he takes this to mean that the din that Be'erev Tochel Matzos establishes an independent mitzvah of matzah doraisa only applies when there's no Korban Pesach. Therefore, during the time of the Korban Pesach, the din that you should be Messiah with the Korban Pesach applies to Korban Pesach. And Bizmanenu, doraisa, it applies to matzah. You get a kula and a chumra out of this. But his basic conclusion, I mean, the chumra is that this din, that you should be mesayim, you know, with the tam matzah beficha, is a din doraisa, because of the doraisa status of matzah, bizmanenu, according to Rabbi Yochanan Fischer Perlman. The kula that you get out of it is what he's saying, well, but what happens to that every year? Right? In the Mikdash, there are two mitzvos in Doraisa. So that's where he wants to be medayik, that Ba'erev Tochel Matzos only means when there's no Korban Pesach. but where there is a Korban Pesach, basically there are two psukim. The two psukim aren't two dinim, and they never apply simultaneously. They apply in different historical circumstances. When there's a mikdash and a Korban Pesach, so then it's al matzos umrorim yochluhu, and even the matzah is tafel to the Korban Pesach. And because that is the case, that answers the question. Really, right, the din of the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvot is to show that Korban Pesach, right, is the only mitzvah which is truly a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. And, of course, the sharpest contrast is to maror, because maror is never a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. But even matzah is basically a tafel to Korban Pesach, which is why, according to his reading of the Rambam, whenever you have Korban Pesach, the matzah, right, bifnei atzma, right, is not a mitzvah daraisa. So that's why the Chilta says that the proof is that, you know, the lasova applies only to Korban Pesach. Aye, the lasova should also apply to matzah, right? That's also daraisa bifnei atzma. The answer is it's not. It's only b'toras tafel, right, to the Korban Pesach. Aye, what about be'erev tochel matzos? Okay, so that is also, a second-rate, bifnei atzma. It's enough for perek ches hukos chametz matzah halachates, meaning that you should be nesayim with it, but it's not enough to demand lesova, because it's still not of the quality of Korban Pesach, the haraya that it's eclipsed by Korban Pesach when the two of them are together. But I think, sorry it's already too late, but not this fully, that's a very, very big chiddush. But I'd like to take some of the benefits of the chiddush and just to reformulate it. Even without, say, from Mitzvah Psadjiko, and I would have said this, or I have said it, and that is as follows. In the end of the day, we're discussing the relationship between matzah and Korban Pesach and the competition between them. I think it's a complex competition. And there isn't a simple answer, about the hierarchy, of the relationship between them. After all, in the end of the day, we do call the holiday, Chag HaMatzos. And the Yom Tov, of course, is characterized by the matzah. The Korban Pesach is something that, is nechal b'leil tesbav. But a lot of the dinim of Korban Pesach, right, the hakravas haPesach, the shira in the asiyas haPesach, all those are done on Yudalit. I've said in the past that there's, in the Torah, there's really Chag HaPesach and there's Chag HaMatzos. And they're just different. In some respects, the Pesach part is just eclipsing. And in other respects, for the Yom Tov aspect, for the larger Yom Tov aspect, it's the Matzah. If you look at Parshas Emor, right, Parshas Emor begins, Elam Oda Hashem Asher Tikro Asam Mekroi Kodesh. It starts, then surprisingly, as we've discussed many times, with Shabbos. And then it transitions into, in the proper order, the holidays beginning with Chag HaMatzos. But there is, before we get to Chag HaMatzos, a pasuk that speaks about Yom Yudalid and Pesach. And again, I mentioned this in the past, the Gra, in a comment in Yoredeya, with a Chin Sadi Ches or something like that, commenting on the psak in the Shulchan Aruch, that if a person, is sitting Shiva, Erev Yom Tov, so, he can stop at Chatzos, Erev Pesach. So the Shach says he doesn't understand that, shouldn't be true, he should have to go till the end of the day, that's the general evidence. So the Gra has a comment where he says, Ayin, basically, the Parshas Emor. If you look at Parshas Emor, you'll understand that there's a special din in Erev, my language now, in Erev Chagamatzos. Meaning that Parshas Emor is a Parsha of Moadim, and the fact that Yudalid Nisan is mentioned on this day means that the day when you bring, in which you bring the Korban Pesach, right, is itself a quasi-Moed. And that mostly begins Achilek, you know, kind of at Chatzot Sayom. That's when you bring the Korban, that's when the beginning of the process of the Korban Pesach. And that's why the Shiva ends. And then it's Siv, not quoting the Gra, but just talking about Parshas Amod, it makes the exact same comment, namely, the fact that Torah speaks about Yom Yudalid in Emor establishes it as a quasi-moed, and there's a lot of rayas, particularly in the Rambam, when the Rambam speaks about Isser Malacha, on Erev, familiarly connections to the Isser Shehiyah of Chametz. The Rabbeinu Chananel speaks about the Hallel, you know, on Yudalid, for, you know, a Siyas of Pesach as being a Hallel of a moed. There's many, many rayas spoken about it in the past, about this Yisod. So on the one hand, Korban Pesach is such a powerful thing that it creates its own Yom Tov. There's a Yom Tov, right, not reflected by Korban Pesach, but generated by Korban Pesach. At the same time, it's not a full Yom Tov with full Yisr Malacha. My personal view, maybe we'll talk about this Thursday, or maybe we'll talk about something else, is that Chagigas Yadalid for the Rambam, which is a very amorphous kind of a thing, because for him, unlike for Bali Tosis, it's Doraisa, but it's a Rishus, it only applies in certain conditions, is a kind of a perfect Chagiga, you know, for a quasi-Chag, which is generated by the Korban Pesach. Chagamatzos, on the other hand, is more the typical, you know, there's Shofar and Rosh Hashanah, right, there's, you know, the Sukkah on Chag HaSukkos, and this is Chag HaMatzos. So I think the fact that the Torah says Al Matzos Umrorim Yochluhu is part of this story, meaning the Torah also tells us that Korban Pesach is the Ikar, right, when you bring the three together. And that Maror and even Matzah is Tafel to Korban Pesach in the context of Korban Pesach. Now, here's where I'm parting company a little bit with Rabbi Ruchem for Shapurlo. That doesn't mean that matzah is not doraisa, even bizmana mikdash, but it means that there are two dinim of matzah, and maybe, I think, two ways to say this. The din of Erev Tochel Matzos is like the typical central maisa mitzvah, right, in any chag. But the very fact that Pesach creates its own chag, which is what I call the Korban of Emuna, that it has all these special tanaim, which is I was referring to in the Sefer HaMitzvos, the fact that it integrates in tafel fashion not only the maror, another mitzvah, sayom, but even the matzah, is surely significant in establishing that matzah's impact and Korban Pesach's are different. If you think it's one halacha, namely that the Be'er of Tokel Matzos is two things at the same time, that it's tafel to the Achilas of Korban Pesach with the maror, even as you're also accomplishing an independent mitzvah, it's another formulation, then surely that establishes the special yichus of Korban Pesach. The rayas, two of the rayas from the Mechilta, the fact that it's sheltzli, that it's matzah, that it's maror, that you need the right tnaim, on the one hand, and the other raya, that it's nechal ala sova, which for the Rambam is not lemashcha, and it's not shvira setzem, and it's not two chaburos. It's something that, in theory, could have applied to matzah and to maror, but it doesn't. Which means that maror is not bifnei atzmo at all. And even though matzah is bifnei atzmo, that's b'toras b'erev tokel matzos. Or its bifnei atzmo-ness is still something in context of Korban Pesach, which makes it tougher for Korban Pesach, even though it's Bifnei Atzmo. Either way, what that shows is that these aren't three independent, equal mitzvos, but that Korban Pesach has a special yichus. And maybe that explains the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Perek Ches 2, with a little of adjustment. Not that, you know, there's no mitzvah hayom or mitzvah bifnei atzmo of matzah bizman hamikdash, but the bizman hamikdash, just like a matzah semorim yochluhu, despite the bifnei atzmo, so you can only end, you know, on one, you know, shetehe, you know, tam befiv. So of course that's going to be Korban Pesach when it's available, and bizman hazeh it's going to be matzah, even though it's doraisa in both cases. But the idea of the ikar mitzvah, not just the fact of any mitzvah bifnei atzma being koveya, that is something that makes more sense. Again, it's still a chiddush in the Rambam, because you could have thought that it's a din in Korban Pesach, you know, particularly either because of some other factor unique to Korban Pesach, or because Korban Pesach has this eclipsing role even relative to matzah as a mitzvah bifnei atzma, and therefore it has this din she yishayer tamo b'fiv. The Rambam says ad kach, that's not true, but nonetheless, when you have them two together, of course it's not either one or the other. Of course it's only going to be the din of Korban Pesach. If that's the case, we can really appreciate that while it is Chagamatzos, the Korban Pesach's role is really unique. And I think the reason this is so, the reason it needs the perfect accoutrements, the reason that it even has to balance out and changes the matzah and the maror, I'm going to stop. The reason that it needs to be al hasova, all of these together have to do with the special role that Korban Pesach plays. And this is something we've talked about in other years, that Torah uses the expression Pesach LaHashem, that it's a korban which constitutes, right, the parallel to Bris Milah. It's a korban that conveys, you know, a commitment, you know, to Emuna. And that requires, like, a perfect calibration. It has to be just so. You have to have all the, or at least the kiyumim, are dependent upon, you know, having the circumstances just right. It can't be a ben nechar, it can't be an orel, it needs alasova, it needs tzli, it needs a matzo sumerorim. What the other point of the mechilta, the kibbutz kulam yachad, the need for accoutrements is the sign of an inherent ikar relative to tafels, because of the very sensitive but very targeted, you know, message that the Korban Pesach conveys. Just to end on the note that I think I mentioned last year, that, you know, or the year before, definitely spoke about it in the past, that the Ramban in Sefer Mitzvos, in a totally different context, he talks about the Shikchas, you know, Ha'esen, talks about Birchas HaTorah. The Rambam is of the opinion that the, you know, Rambam should have counted Birchas HaTorah as a mitzvah bifnei atzma. And then in the end, he has a terrific line in the very end of the piece. He says, "And don't ask me, you know, why isn't it sufficient to say that Birchas HaTorah, even if it's Doraisa, would be included in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah?" He says, because this is not the only time where we encounter this phenomenon. We encounter two other places. One is Bikurim and Mikra Bikurim, which I've spoken in the past. I think it's a very important parallel here, especially for the Seder. And the other one, he says, is Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and Korban Pesach. So the Ramban, at least, seem to imply that Korban Pesach, and there's no pressure there, could have said anything, could have said matzah. I mean, we know that there's an aspect of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim connected particularly to matzah, lechem sha'unim alav, you know, dvarim harbe. But it's interesting that when he wanted to pick one, the Ramban picked the story of Korban Pesach, and in a way, because all the particulars, Benechar, Orel, Matzah, the integration of Matzah and Maras, Tfelim, and so on and so forth, all of this, on the one hand, it's not Chag HaMatzos, right? On the other hand, it's a Chag of Pesach, and therefore it has a different impact, you know, even on Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay, we'll stop here, and Thursday we'll try to do something else related or connected.